call.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that, when answered, could launch you into a new level of physical growth, production in the gym, effectiveness, efficiency in the gym, a deeper understanding of what you do with your training habits or your cardiovascular training habits, or how about with your nutritional habits? If you could ask me one question, what would that question be? Think about that right now. Call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. Anyone who calls up this hour, give you a free gift, $24.99 value. It's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style, all about training, nutrition strategies, along with those training strategies and cardiovascular training strategies. So that 164-page ebook is yours just for calling in. The number is 347-326-9145. I want to know how you're doing, how this show is helping you, how I can help you more. Just check in and get any clarity, whether it's mental, physical, any type of information products that you want more clarity on, anything we've discussed on this show. Just check in, tell me how you're doing. Number is 347-326-9145. What question, when answered, could take you to that next level? All it takes is one strategy, one new strategy, something that you've never considered before, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been facing over and over again that can launch you into that new level of physical growth, that mental growth, that emotional growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is the next level for you? What's that checkoff point for you? What is that indicator to give yourself the okay to let you know that you're now on the right track? What is it? So when it happens, you're going to give yourself that okay to enjoy this at a deeper level, to know that you're doing all right, pump yourself up, to give yourself the okay, that self-validation that's so important. What is that indicator for you? No matter how well you're doing right now, no matter what your friends tell you about how well they think you're doing, what's really important is how you think you're doing. What would that next level be for you? And it doesn't matter how well you're doing. Every one of us, myself, my co-host Ben, there's all a next level no matter what we've achieved in the past, and you have to identify what that is for you, and you have to be working at it progressively, actively, persistently, if you're going to enjoy this. And if you're not going to enjoy this whole bodybuilding training process, you're going to quit again, like you're thinking about doing right now maybe, or you've quit so many times in the past, and all those times you quit, it just makes it that much harder to believe in yourself that you can indeed master this area of your life. It all starts in your mind, and we're going to talk about the power of focus today. You have to identify what this is for you and what it's going to take to get there, but it first starts with identifying what it is exactly that you want. What's stopping you from getting where you want to go? Maybe it is all in your mind. Maybe it's not all this, your genetic limitations. Maybe it's not all this information is so confusing. Maybe it's a lot, it will become a lot more simpler for you when you know what you want. Maybe there's nothing stopping you from getting what you want except for committing, focusing, and then going after it, creating a plan in your mind. Maybe those all those obstacles are just illusions because you're not clear right now, and that's what I want to clear up for you. If you want to make improvements and you want to make those improvements effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, you're going to have to know exactly what you want. And then getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be so much easier when you know exactly what you want. The answers will start coming to you what seems like magic, just from nowhere. Whereas before you were confused and overwhelmed, and you kept on putting off your progress, getting to the gym on a consistent basis, boom, all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, answers start coming. And you start saying, boy, where were those answers? Why is this so much simpler now than when I was struggling for so many times in the past? I know what that's like. I was one of those guys who joined the gym, paid all the money down that you had to do back in those days. Got the workout clothes, showed up to the gym 3 weeks later, I quit. I did that several times before I started catching on, so I know what that's like. Then all of a sudden, all the answers, when you become focused and directed, all those answers come out of nowhere. So you need to start thinking about why this is so important to you, how you can have fun with it, and then make a game out of this journey finding the answers. The answers will start coming to you like what seems like magic, but it's not magic. It's just because you became clear to what it is you want. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? Do you need a whack on the side of the head, some motivation? Motivation to do what you already know you need to do? Do you need more drive to do all the things you already know you need to do? That drive to do those things on a more consistent basis. Think about that. What is it for you? Call into the show, 347-326-9145. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, skiplacour.com. Check it out. Sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter. I throw out tips, suggestions, one bite at a time. We can knock this down. One thing to focus on during the week. Systematically, I'm in your face, I'm in your ear, I'm on your internet, just to remind you of where you want to go. And again, we're going to talk about focus today. I remind you of where you want to go. So when you get all caught up in all the different areas of your life, boom, on your email, it's going to break down one simple part of this bodybuilding and training process. So when you go to skiplacour.com, sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter. Also, there's tons of free information under there. I've got like 13 MaxOT training routines. It's all set up for you to take the leap of faith and just jump right in it. There's nutritional programs, motivational tips, a lot of free information there. If you really want to master this area of bodybuilding and training, if you're committed that this year is the year you're going to focus on this, break it down, well, I want you to order my complete DVD and book package. 7 DVDs, 20 hours of bodybuilding and training footage, total passion, information, all laid out for you. If you're a visual guy, if you like to be pumped up by watching video, if you're someone who likes to break things down, takes notes when you read, you'd be one a real student that way. I've written over 1,900 pages breaking all this bodybuilding and training down. That comes along with it. It's a special package. Go to school, master this area of your life, take advantage of my almost 20 years coaching, teaching, living, breathing, succeeding, failing, in this whole process. So buy that complete package. Also, the Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science. AST Sports Science, sports nutritional products. Click the link on my site, skiplacour.com. Check out all the great sports nutrition products there. I've been with AST Sports Science for 15 years with their supplementation. That'll take you to the next level. Really emphasize the Muscle XGF, muscle gainer, some meal replacement. That's what I eat all throughout the day during my busy schedule. Great tasting chocolate is my favorite. Go to AST Sports Science, check that out. Also, check out AST Sports Science Center for the Max OT training program. You've heard that me say that already a couple times during the show. You've seen it all over the internet. I get emails all the time. What's this Max OT training thing? Well, check it out on my website. Check it out on the AST Sports Science website. MaxOT, Maximum Overload Training, is what it stands for. It's building muscle in the shortest period of time, quickly and efficiently. None of this overdoing super complicated. It just shows you how to get the job done. Take the leap of faith. Go to the AST Sports Science website. There's a link that you can get into a special website that can break it all down for you, take you all through the course. Again, go to school, master this area of your life, focus, focus, focus for a short period of time. Get this area out of your way, this area of your life that you may have been struggling with for years. Just go to school, focus, study, and then put it on the back burner where there's going to be one day you're going to be like myself and say, wow, you know what, guys? It's not as difficult as you think. It's just a matter of aligning the right resources of your time, energy, and effort, putting them there, and then it's just a matter of doing it and realizing that there's always a next level. And then you can be like me someday, oh, that stuff is easy. What makes it difficult is not the strategies. Difficult is me just getting the job done, and that's always a continual process. I want that day to come for you. I want that day to come for you when you can say that to yourself and to all your friends and other people in the gym who come to you for advice. It's going to start with you learning how to focus and expecting to master this area of your life, expecting that for you at least for a period of time. You need to go to school just like everything in life that you become awesome at, outstanding at. That's what it's going to take for you to do that here. So go to the AST Sports Science website, go to skiplacour.com, and then go to my Manformation website, manformation.com. In addition to your body, your physical fitness, you know, becoming the best man you can be is learning how to manage all areas of your life, controlling your mental state, controlling your physiology, your body language, your attitude towards other people, getting them to buy into your frame, living by your life plan, becoming influential and persuasive, being charismatic, and getting this world and knowing what you want, know how to people to help you get what you want, how to become a leader who leads your own life and can lead other people. So go to the Manformation website. Make this more than a physical journey. Make it a mental, emotional journey. Round out all areas of your life and become the total package. So in addition to working out hard in the gym, eating right, go to manformation.com. Sign up for that free weekly e-newsletter and all the Manformation updates. And also go to the message board. You're going to find like-minded individuals, men who are just like you who are striving to take their lives to the next level, their total lives to the next level. And you can communicate, see that, hey, wow, I'm not alone on this journey, and I can learn a lot from men who are just like me. So check out the Manformation website. I want to welcome to the show my co-host all the way from down under in Australia, Ben Lewis. Ben, how are you today, sir?
Doing great. Just awesome. Great to be here. Thank you so much, Skip.
Thank you so much for being here. Ben, you can find Ben on Facebook. If you want to communicate with him, also check out my Facebook site. You're going to have to just go to Facebook and press in benlewis.com, L-E-W-I-S, Ben Lewis, under the search. You can also go to Skip LaCour, and you can see Ben as one of my friends there. Check on Facebook. I want you to become one of my friends on Facebook because I keep a lot of updates on there. Take advantage of all this internet technology. It's a way for me to stay in contact with you, send in tips, point you in the right direction. And again, what we're going to talk about is focus today. And it's just another way using the energy to help you focus your energy and efforts into one direction that you say you want to do. Now, keep it in your face. I want to stay in your ear. I want to stay in your face and help you focus. And hear me say this throughout today's show. It's where attention goes, energy flows, and results show. I'm going to say that again, where attention goes, energy flows, that's your effort, that's your thoughts, and then the results show. It's just, that's just the way that it works. And there's already areas in your life that you can tell me about where that's happened. Now we want to have this go to your bodybuilding and training efforts. So, Ben, how is your new year going so far?
In regards to training, excellent, really, really good. I've just I had a week off training, which is a recuperation week, and since that time I've been back into the gym and just going great. I've started a new MaxOT training routine, which is the second routine from your site, and just going hard with that. I feel like I've taken my training to another level. I'm lifting heavier weight again, and just that yeah, just that absolute focus and just following through and just loving it, loving the results that I'm getting.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you a question, Ben, and I get this question a lot of times is, okay, with your experience, and you've helped out a lot of people as a trainer, you helped them out with their bodies and their minds, and you've worked so hard to build the physique that you have, and you focus this area, made it your career, your passion, your love, your life, and now you're saying you go to my website, you pick up the second Max OT training routine. A lot of times, I get passionate lifters, they're really dedicated, and they'll look at the routine. Maybe they've only been training for 3 months or 6 months, and they say, okay, I want to do this program. And then they'll look it over in the leg day, and they'll say, okay, well, that's good. Back day, oh, well, you know what, I don't like this exercise. And, you know, I think for my body, I need to do 3 more sets. I'm going to add a little bit more of this. I'm going to take out a little bit of this. And I need to switch this day and this day and this day. And then that Max OT training routine would be perfect for me. And then maybe they'll send me an email telling me about all their variations that they made of routine number 2, like you said. What would you say to them if they were to send that email to you?
Okay. Generally, I'd say to that person, you know, do your best not to, you know, intellectualize, you know, use your mind. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, this training technique, it's a matter of just jumping in there and putting aside, you know, your likes, your dislikes, and just having that faith, that trust, you know, put it into action. You know, follow it and the way that it's been laid out, and you know, you'll soon discover, you know, that it's the way that it's meant to be. And, you know, don't involve the mind so much. Don't think about it. Just jump in there and do it. Give it everything you've got.
Right. I mean, that's excellent advice. And I would be even give you more of a directive, not a suggestion, not an opinion, not a theory, not a preference, a directive, gentlemen. Just follow it. Look. If you've been training for 3 months, for 6 months, you've been in and out of it. You know, look, I'm going to be your best friend, your coach, just to nudge you and say, look, what have you done so far? How is that working for you, as Dr. Phil would say? The way you think and the way you theorize when you see something on paper, a training routine, you know, come on, what do you know? Really, how has that been working for you right now? I'm telling you, I'm not trying to sell you something. It's free information on a training program. All right, I'm giving you my sincere 20 years of not only me becoming a 6-9 national champion and what's worked for me, I've coached literally thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts from all over the world. Okay, it's not that difficult. I know with 3 months of training, with 6 months of training, and a year of training, I know that this seems difficult, and it's easy for me to say, oh, well, it's easy for you. You know, you're a genetic freak, or you've been doing this for so long. I've got other responsibilities. You know, I understand that. I bet there's some area of your life that you are great at. You are great at, and people say, hey, Joe, wow, you're so good at filling in what area of your life that is for you. And you go, oh, well, it's no big thing. Oh, no, it isn't. I could never do that. And you look at them and you say, yes, you could. Look, the reason why I'm so great at it isn't because I'm a genius. It's just because I focused on it. I just studied it for a period of time, and then little by little, I became good at something I focused on where other people didn't focus on. And now how to do it is easy for me because I went through that process. Okay, it isn't because I'm so gifted or so talented. That's what you would say to your friend about that area. And then now it's just for you. It's a matter of how much you get out of your mind, how much you organize your life to focus on it, and then going to that next level, because there's always a next level no matter how great you are. Wouldn't you say that about that area of your life that you've learned to master? And wouldn't you say to your friend who really wants to do that thing that's in your life that you're so great at, who acts like, oh, it's so challenging, and you try to give them information, and they say theorize, and they say, well, that won't work for me because this. Don't you kind of roll your eyes and just say, you know what, dude, look, you can make it as hard as you want, or you can just follow just what I said. The choice is yours. There's nothing you can do with them at a certain point. So when you look at a Max OT training routine, okay, you're 18 years old. You've been doing this for 6 whole months, okay? Look, if you were to follow that, if you were to go to all 13 of those routines and do them for 8 to 10 weeks like they're outlined, okay, so that's, I don't know, how many weeks that would be total that you've been training. You know what, a year from now, you're going to say, oh, Skip, I realized what I thought was a big deal wasn't a big deal. It's about going in there with passion, intensity, working the body parts, getting the most out of it, following it with good nutrition habits. You know, what the training routines, what I theorized, what I wanted to think on paper, I didn't know anything back then. Now that I force myself to take the leap of faith and do it exactly how it's outlined, realizing that my body isn't so different, it's made up of muscles and bones, and you know, the variations aren't so much from person to person that I've got to create a whole new different routine for me, like I may have thought, or my internet buddies are also 18 years old with 6 months of training. Oh, well, everybody's different. You just take it as it is. And, you know, a year from now, you'll be so at such a higher point of not only physical development, but intellectual development on how this all works. And then you can make those adjustments. Not now, just take a leap of faith, take the experience, learn from the masters, and then go from there. Let me ask you this. If you were to build a house and your body is like a foundation, it's like a house, okay, and you say, wow, I really want a great house. Okay, I work really hard. I want to focus my resources, my money, and my attention to build my dream house. All right? What are you going to do? You're going to learn all about the new contracting license and how to build a formation, what's the best cement. You're going to go and try to break down, well, let me look at this cement. Well, it says to put this much, I don't know, sand and this much rocks. Well, you know, I think that my foundation is going to be a little different. I think that I should put this much rocks. And, you know, it says this type of wood and the 2x4 should go in this arrangement. Well, I think that my house should be like this. You know, come on. You know what? Sure, do the interior, do the little variations on the outside patio, the deck, or what kind of pool you want, or if you want a different type of driveway, but don't start from the whole foundation to all the details and reinvent the wheel on everything. You're not going to do that with a house, are you? You're going to take most of what every master has done before you, and then you're going to do what they say, build the house, and then put all your individual things that work for you at the end. Okay, if you're at 3 months of training or 6 months of training, you don't have that point of reference to start theorizing yet. All right? Again, I'm just being a little harsh. It may sound like, but I'm really being harsh is to push you as your friend. You're making this too complicated. That's why you're not succeeding. That's why you're frustrated with the whole process. Learn from the masters. There's this saying that says, it's easy to look down on others when you're standing on the shoulders of a giant. All right, look, go to the ASU Sports Science website, go to my website, take that information, just go with it and build from there. What do you think about that, Dan? Is that a little bit too harsh for someone to hear, or you think that's the information they need? Well, I guess I don't even need to ask
about
that.
I don't know about too harsh, possibly, from a perspective of, like tough love or whatever, and I just think that, what you just mentioned there is just spot on. I couldn't agree more with that. And I really find that, the one of the quickest ways, to accept success in this area, I suppose, is modeling, modeling those strategies and modeling, just modeling can be a great tool in that way. So, no, that's just spot on.
Right. If you have any comments, you want to call in, the number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Do you want to challenge me? You want to challenge me why that isn't true? You want to tell me why your body is so different and you can only do deadlifts every blah, blah, blah day, this, that, or everything, or you got to do Scott machine curls rather than preacher curls or easy ball curls or whatever? Go ahead. Challenge me. I want the best for you. You want to prove to me why yours is so different? And why it doesn't work, I would be glad to hear. If that's going to make you improve, that's going to take you to the next level, then you call in, and I want you to get there in any way I can to help you get there. I'm here for you to do that. I can tell you this. With enough certainty and confidence, you can make any training program work. And I say this all the time. You get a big box, Ben, and you get 100 training programs, from Joe Internet, 18-year-old, his little principles, Joe Blow principles, provided that they're exercises, I guess, or you take the most complex training routines by some nuclear scientist who became a a weekend bodybuilder, whatever, he made them up. My training philosophy is max OT training programs. I don't care. Take 100 training programs. You throw them in a box. Give me 100 diets, basic diets where somebody made a sincere effort with their knowledge and passion to help me with my body. Take 100 diets. You throw them in a different box. Blindfold me, spin me around, and make me just go into that box and pull up one training routine, go in the other box, pull up another diet. Look, I'll look fantastic. I'll make them work because of my mind, because of my focus. I'm not saying that there aren't some training and nutrition programs that are more effective and efficient than others, but I'll tell you what, I'll pull anyone out of that box and I'll make it work because that's how your mind works and that's how it is. Look, we're not all so different. We can make this work. So find one that training program, a nutritional program that you believe in. They've sold you. Whether that's me, maybe I'm not doing a good job of selling you why you should do the Max OT training program or how you should align your mind to this. That's fine. Go to one that sells you for that you're going to do for more than 3 months. You're going to and you'll be able to put all your focus, energy, and attention into it, and go for it. It will work for you. I'm telling you, it will work for you. You have that a lot of times, Ben, with the clients that that you help out. They want to switch back and forth from training program to training program.
Absolutely. I do get that quite a bit with different clients wanting to switch here and there and everywhere. And sometimes I give the analogy of, you know, a post hole digger. You know, if someone wants to find water, you know, they dig a hole here, they dig a hole there, they dig a hole there. They're never in one place long enough to go deep enough to find the water. So it's exactly what you're saying. You know, just having that faith, you know, utilizing that.
Now I'm going to throw a little loop into that analogy for you, because then they would say, but Ben, I'm not going to keep on digging down in one hole and never find water. Don't I have a better chance of getting what I want if I keep on going from place to place? See, they don't want to waste their time 3 whole weeks or 3 whole months digging down one hole because they think all that time they're never going to find water if it hasn't worked in those 3 weeks. And what would you say to that?
Right. Okay. Excuse me. Just
and I would, you know, again, I would tell them. I would say, "Well, how's this working for you? How's your little? How's that working for you? Going through all those holes? I'm telling you, you're not digging deep enough or long enough to ever find that water. So go ahead, keep on doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm gonna take a little break. Yeah. I'm gonna take a little break right now, and when we come back, I'm gonna talk about the power of focus. I see we have people in the chat room. Guys, call in. I see some familiar email addresses, srh_3186. I see you there. I see he's a great guest. He's on the Manformation website, bodybuilding website. Hey, call in. Call into the show. Get yourself a free ebook, 347-326-9145. I want you to comment on what you're hearing. Tell me how this is all working for you. So we're going to come back after this short break.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max OT style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals.
During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following session of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, so that's my Packing on Muscle Max OT Style Training DVD. 4 hours. Go to school. Master that area. Go to skiplacour.com. That DVD has sold in over 52 countries around the world. It's the work that I'm most proud of. You can also go to the skiplacour.com website and see what bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts just like you have to say about that DVD and order that today. Get this new year off to a great start by getting the inspiration and the information you need to take your body to the next level. Also, consider getting the whole package, all the complete DVD and book package, so you can really go to school and master this area of your life once and for all. Get it out of the way. We don't want to be talking about these same frustrations or angst and anxiety you have over training on how to get yourself in the right mindset, how to train, what's the right way to train, what's the right way to eat. We don't want to keep this angst going. We don't want to be talking about this a year from now. So go to school, get this mastered, then you can go on to other great things in your life, like the Manformation program, all right, when this becomes more simple. This week, I want to talk about a strategy that will help you get what you want from your bodybuilding and training efforts and help you get what you want, exactly what you want, in the most effective and efficient manner. Now, I know what you're thinking. All right, here we go. Here's that magic training formula, that magic training strategy that helped Skip LaCour win 6 national champions. Here we go. He's going to lay that all out for me. Or, oh, wait, now here comes a nutritional program, the secret specific nutritional program that's going to fit my body perfectly and my time schedule perfectly. That's just going to get me big, muscular, and ripped at the same time. Here we go, Skip. Tell it to me. Well, no. What I'm going to give you today, the strategy that I'm going to give you today, is not a training strategy. It's not an eating strategy. It deals with your mind. Your mind is your most effective bodybuilding and training tool. And throughout this series, my job is to help you convince yourself that you can do what you want with that power of your mind as your catalyst, the starting point for everything you do in the gym or everything you do with your eating habits. Today, I'm going to talk about the power of focus. When you can channel your energy and your effort in a specific direction for a long enough period of time, you will get results. That is the power of focus. Where attention goes, energy flows, and results show. That's just how it works. It works in every life, whether you realize it or not. You may not be conscious when you focus your attention and energy in one particular area that you're great at in your life. You may not be conscious of the process. You might not do it in a structured way. My friends, I'm telling you, that's how it happens. It's because you're doing that. And now we want to take it from a subconscious process, and we want to make it conscious, something that we do, and we know we're doing it, and we continue doing it because we know we're doing it. The power of focus. What I found helping people all over the world who are interested in taking their bodies to the next level, what I've discovered with myself, the challenge when it comes to getting exactly what it is we want in our life, especially what we want with our bodybuilding and training efforts, is that we take on too many projects or too many goals all at the same time. Your life is like a magnifying glass. When you get the sun rays, and you can take that magnifying glass and you can use the sun rays, and if you were wanting to burn a leaf, now think back when you were a kid and you were experimenting with a magnifying glass. If you had the sun rays and you channeled them through the magnifying glass, you could bring heat onto that leaf if you were trying to burn a hole in it, okay? If the sun rays were shooting on that leaf, it could bring a certain amount of heat. But it's not until you put it at that right angle and all that sunlight, all that energy is going into a specific spot where it's going to be hot enough, where it's going to actually burn a hole in that leaf. It's going to be hot enough to produce the results that you want. That is how it works with the power of focus and in your life to get what you want, and specifically when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts. You're going to have to use all your resources, your time, your energy, your efforts, your information gathering process. You're going to have to take all those resources and you're going to have to funnel them. You are going to have to funnel them in a very focused manner to get the results that you want. Good enough sometimes isn't good enough. Yeah, you're putting attention there, but it's not enough focus to get you the results that you want. So think about that magnifying glass. Think about all your resources, your time, energy, and effort, and are you putting enough to help you get the results that you want? Think about it. If you were to focus just on one area, just think about your bodybuilding and training efforts. And I'm just suggesting this as an example, just to throw out some thought. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all you thought about was how to build the ultimate body, how to train more effectively and efficiently in the gym, how to eat properly to build that muscle. That's all you thought about. Is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to have an amazing body in that year? There's no doubt. You know, sure, the route might not be as smooth as you want. The results might not come as quickly as you want. You may have some ups and downs along the way, but because you are focusing on that one area, you are so determined to get what you want, there's no doubt you will find the answers. There's no doubt that you will find the answers. Now, it's not realistic for me to ask you to focus on your bodybuilding and training efforts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to get the body that you want. My question to you would be, is that being the extreme, what are you doing right now and how much of those resources, that time, energy, and effort are you dedicating to it to get the results that you want? Maybe you can't do it 24/7, 365. My question is, can you do it a lot more than what you're doing right now to get that body that you really want, to finally have that body that you really want, to become obsessed with the process and passionate about the process? You would see results. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about it that you're going to see the results that you want when you put that type of focus, you use that power of focus to get what you want. Instead of just talking about it, instead of just thinking about it, instead of just frustrating yourself with wondering why you can't get what you want, you are going to harness the power of focus, and I'm going to show you how you can do that more effectively and efficiently. Now I realize there are many things in life to focus on. That's what makes life rich and fulfilling. You don't want to be necessarily so focused on one thing, even though you know it'll get your results. And that's where the challenge comes in, is people want so many things, and they want them all now. All right? I'm going to ask you another question. Wouldn't life be more fulfilling if you could master this area, your bodybuilding and training? Wouldn't life be more fulfilling if you could master this area of your life once and for all? When you become structured with your thinking and doing, when you can get to the gym consistently and consistently putting forth the effort that you know you should be giving, and you have a certain amount of certainty and confidence that what you're doing will help you get what you want, instead of wondering, should I be doing this routine or that routine? How about with your eating, that certainty and confidence that what you're doing with your nutritional habits are going to get you one step closer. Now all you have to do is follow through. Would it be great to master this area of your life when you know what you can expect from your body? I put this amount of effort in, I will get these results. It's not some big mystery. You know what to do and how to do it. Now it's just a matter of you following through with what you know you need to do, and to realize that there's always a next level. There's always a higher level of what you can do, and you're okay with that. You understand how that process works, and you're always striving for a little bit more, and that doesn't bring you angst, that doesn't bring you anxiety, because you've mastered this area. You know how it all works. So again, I'm going to ask you that question. Wouldn't life be more fulfilling if you could master this area, bodybuilding and training, once and for all? What you're going to have to do is focus on this area for a period of time. What if you just focused on your bodybuilding and training efforts? Now, people talk about balance all the time. Well, Skip, you know, I got to have a balanced life. I've got my family. I've got school. I got to have fun with my friends. There's my job. And I understand that. I appreciate that balance is a very important thing in life. My question to you is this. Well, how do you define balance? How do you define balance? Does that mean that you have to, every single day, you have to connect with your friends? You have to really focus hard on work? You have to make sure you go to the gym and eat right? You have to spend quality time with your family? Every single day, you have to have that kind of balance? And you might say to myself, oh, of course not. You can't have that kind of balance every single day. Well, let me ask you this. Do you expect to have that balance every week? You might say, well, no, Skip, come on. Expecting myself to have that kind of balance during the week, no. I just need to spread it out over time, but I just need to know that I'm working those areas, and I understand that. All right, the challenge in life is when people try to be balanced and have every area of their life covered and down every single day, and they put that stress where we talked about that magnifying glass and that focus, they can't focus. When they're here, they're there. When they're there, they're there. They're focused all over the place. And that heat, that sunlight that comes from that magnifying glass is shooting in the general direction, but it's not hot enough to make real progress that you want to master that area of your life and get it down once and for all. Balance has to be evaluated in a six-month time period, in a year time period, maybe even a two-year time period. When it comes to my bodybuilding and training efforts, there was a period of my time where I was so imbalanced studying the nutrition, the training habits, executing it. And I wouldn't give up that period of my life for anything, because now, for the whole rest of my life, because I became imbalanced for a period of time to master, to focus on that area, now the process has become easy for me, and I can just put that part on the back burner, run almost on autopilot, and integrate it into my life and work on other areas of my life. So sometimes you have to sacrifice short-term balance and think of it in a longer period of time, because you want to have this area mastered, okay? You want to have this area of your life mastered. People who are great at what they do, they have sacrificed short-term balance for long-term mastery. They do have the opportunity for the long-term balance that they want because they've taken the time to master one area of your life. Now let's talk about your recess. Now let's talk about your resource of time. Time is probably your most valuable resource. And you know what? You have a lot more time in your day. You have a lot more time in your week, your month, your year than you are probably realizing. You do have the time to focus on that one area of your life, to put your energy and attention to it, and still be balanced. Think about all the time that you let slip away. When you look over the past year, what if that one New Year's resolution that you made, whether it's with your bodybuilding training efforts or anything else in your life, if all you did was to make a point in a structured way to think about that area of your life, and you used all 365 days, even if it was just 10 minutes a day, did you have 10 minutes a day, every single day, to focus on that area of your life? And where would you be now with all that time stacked up over one whole year period of time? So we do have more time than we may realize. The challenge is how we're using that time, and how can we use the power of focus to help us how can we use the power of focus to help us get what we want? Again, where attention goes, energy flows, and results show. That's just how it works. So here's some suggestions on how to use that power of focus. How about just writing down 5 times a day, maybe schedule out just like your meals, or maybe every time you eat a meal, you might write what your bodybuilding and training goals, an overall picture, an overall statement. Maybe it's just 2 sentences. After every meal, you're just going to write that down, how you're going to be a one-line sentence of how you are in the gym and with your training habits and what your body will look like. After every single meal, 5 times a day, you just do that like structure. What's that going to take you? A total of 5 minutes a day at the most after every meal. All right, that stacked over time, that's, again, it's telling your brain what to focus on, where you're going. And then what happens all the rest of the day, all the 24 hours a day, you're going to make sure you do everything that is congruent or consistent with those goals that you wrote down 5 times a day. So you're going to make sure when the alarm goes off, you're not going to put the snooze button on because you're constantly reminding yourself of where you want to go. You're going to get right out of bed, put your workout clothes on, and get to the gym. When you feel like blowing off a workout, you remind yourself 5 times a day where you're going. You're not going to flake out on your workout like you've done in the past. When you have some extra time, you're going to throw some workout clothes in the washing machine or in the dryer to make sure that you are going to have that all ready for you to get to the gym. You're going to have some extra time of the day. You're going to prepare some meals for the day. You're going to find that you have a lot more time to help you get what you say you want when you focus on that. And just writing it down 5 times a day will help you channel that energy and focus to where you want to go. And then you'll find all the different resources and opportunities to make that happen. How about writing down just 10 of your life goals or plans that you have for the year. 10 goals, and this is all different areas of your life, and you could put where your bodybuilding and training efforts are in those 10 life goals. And those are the only 10 things that you're going to concentrate in your life. I know there's so many things we want. I know we want to be so balanced. But just have those 10 things that you want to accomplish during this year. And again, put where your bodybuilding training efforts are in those 10 goals, because I do want you to strive for a certain amount of balance in your life. 10 things only. And every single morning, remind yourself of those 10 things. Don't add more things to them, because that list could be endless. All right? Just put it in your mind, those 10 things. Just constantly remind yourself and let it marinate in the back of your mind all day. If you do that 365 days a year, at that end of the year, you're going to be so much closer to those 10 life goals, because they were constantly in the forefront of your mind. You just chose a simple process of the power of focus to keep on reminding you. They didn't slip away. You didn't remind, oh, I want to become a stud in the gym. I want to be lean and mean and have that six-pack. Oh, yeah, I wrote that down 3 months ago or 6 months ago. It's constantly in the forefront of your mind just because you made it a discipline, a habit, to use that power of focus. So review what you've written. Review what you've done to get you closer to that goal of yours, to those goals of yours, to remind yourself that you're on track. It'll help you with your power of focus. Document your process. Document your progress along the way. You know, when you have a couple minutes, you're in a meeting, or you have some time to kill, instead of just surfing the internet or doodling, how about just saying, I am a lean, mean training machine. Doodle it every single chance you have. The power of focus. And again, these may sound silly, but think about those areas of your life that you have mastered, that everybody is amazed that you became so great in that area of your life. You have done these things on an unconscious level. You've focused on that area more than other people have, and therefore you align all your resources, your time, your energy, and effort towards that goal. We're just going to line it out, and we're going to use in what you say you want most, a better body, better training habits. Rethink what balance means to you. Can you sacrifice the next 3 months? Can you sacrifice the next 6 months just to master this area and finally get it down? We don't want to be talking about this next year, your bodybuilding and training efforts next year, with this same amount of angst and confusion that you have right now. We don't want to be talking about the year after next. Can you rethink what balance means to you and afford and sacrifice and invest to be imbalanced for maybe 3 months, 6 months, to master this area of your life once and for all? Create that vision of where you want to be with your bodybuilding and training efforts, what you want your body to look like, and focus on that vision every single day. Give yourself time for all of this to happen and realize with this focus, with this energy, with this effort, you're inching your way there too. And then the most important part of the power of focus is you got to love it. You got to enjoy it. When you become good at what you do, when you become structured at what you do, when you follow through with what you say you want to do, how can you not love it? And the power focus will help you love the process even more, and that's what's going to tie this all in together for you. That's the magic that's going to make this all work. You can say you want to do something all you want, but if you're not in love with the process of it all, the ups and downs and all arounds, the victories and the defeats, the ups and the downs, you have to enjoy and be fascinated and amazed with the whole process to make your bodybuilding and training efforts work for you. And that's the most important ingredient to reaching your bodybuilding and training goals. So think about the power of focus. Do these little things that may seem silly to help you challenge your energy, just like that sunlight in the magnifying glass, to create that heat in one specific area of your life. And for you, it's that bodybuilding and training efforts, and help you get what you want, to help you finally get what you want. All right, Dan, so power of focus. What do you think about that? Give me your thoughts and opinions, and what can you add to our listeners about the power of focus?
Those different strategies and techniques.
Okay, Ben, start over again there. I had you on mute. So tell me about the power of focus again.
Okay, just generally everything that you said there, you know, it's very, very powerful, the different techniques and strategies that you just outlined. And generally I just find, you know, just reminding yourself each and every day, seeing that each and every morning, and certainly reminding a person through the day, you know, might be, say, five times with each meal, actually writing that down. No, it's a possibility that if a person has that clear picture in a vision, they may want to, you know, cut that out and carry it with them during work. It may be a part of their diary. So you can continually just see that and be reminded of that throughout the course of a whole day. And
Right, Ben got cut off there. So we're talking about the power of focus. And one thing that I want to add is that I know that for those of you who are new to the bodybuilding training effort, or it's just a small part of your life and it's something that you want to make more of your life, this type of detail might sound silly. And I'm going to challenge your beliefs on what may sound silly to you. And again, I don't know what area of your life that you've already mastered. That think about one area of life that you've mastered that you're amazing at. You know you're amazing at, and actually your friends and your family tell you that you're amazing at this area of your life, and you kind of just say, well, I guess I am. You know, isn't it true that over the years you did this type of focus, this type of detail? You thought about it in the middle of the night when you were sleeping. You doodled it during meetings. And it's that type of energy, that type of focus that you had over that period of time that helped you, enable you to become so good at it. When something came on TV, it perked your interest. It gave you more information. When you had time to surf the internet, you looked for more information. You started hanging around friends when you were at a party. People who had that same interest, you kind of keyed it onto them. Again, because it's in the forefront of your mind. That's why you became so great at what you do. And I know as you enter this, you know, you're just thinking, well, what's a really easy way for me to have a great body? Okay, well, is there a way for you to do that just by dabbling in it? Would it be fair that one area of your life, just say it's, fixing up old cars that you're so great at. What if someone said, hey, I want to be great at building old cars too, and I want to just dabble in it every once in a while. Is there a way for me to just do that? I mean, wouldn't you laugh at them? Wouldn't you laugh at them and say, first of all, I don't want you to be so great at what it is that I do just dabbling in. Because, you know, I certainly didn't dabble in it. I was passionate. I put in my time, my energy, my effort, and that's why I'm great at it, and that's what makes me special and different, okay? Well, that's what you're going to have to do with your bodybuilding training efforts. Again, I want to help you get there in the most effective and efficient period of time so there's not a lot of trial and error and frustration. Okay, I want to help you get there without wasting a lot of time. I'm just here, though, to prepare your mind for what's in front of you when you say you want to master this. All right, you're going to have to enjoy the process, have fun with it. Sacrifice maybe being a little imbalanced with it for at least a short period of time, 3 months, heck, what's that when you look back over the years, and then you'll start getting the results you want. That's just the way it's going to work. And with my experience helping bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts, they want to kind of cheat their way in, see how they can do it with the least amount of time. And so those are just some things to consider, because it may not be what you want to hear. Maybe you just want, hey, what's a really fail-safe way? Skip's telling me that I'm going to have to focus and master on this area of my life. And, heck, that's not what they tell me in the diet books, or that's not what they say in the commercials and on television. They tell me all I have to take is a pill or do this for 8 minutes a day or something like that. I can be a master in this area. Well, that's not necessarily true. That can be definitely helpful to you getting there. but it's not going to take you there. And that's just not how life works. And you know that. And my job is just to prepare you for what's going to take for you to get what you really want finally. And that's with your bodybuilding training efforts, this area of your life. Thank you for joining the show. Make sure you visit the skiplacour.com website. Visit the AST Sports Science website at AST-SS.com. And visit the Manformation website at manformation.com. Sign up for all the free newsletters that are available at those websites. So you have it in your email box to have that power and focus and get what you want. And have a great week.